This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, there is, okay, myself.
Oh, wait, we have a burger bet at play.
I don't even care about that. I'd gladly buy you a burger if I end up wanting the Steelers to lose. But I just don't know.
But it's a perfect burger bet streak that's on the line.
Yeah.
Your Cal Ripken-esque streak of burger bets is on the line.
I'll still win the other ones. I still got Fanta, Dustin from over there. Although I'm going to try and pawn his burger back onto you. So I don't have to go to lunch with him.
There's no transfer of burgers.
I don't think you know.
No. There's no transfer of burgers.
I don't think you, like, you're not the burger guy. You're not the burger bet guy.
There's no transfer of burgers.
I don't believe we said that.
I get my burger from you, and that's how that works.
By way of him.
This is dirty. This is very dirty.
No, what I'm saying
is, I don't appreciate this at all.
Why?
This is a John Fanta level of swerve that I don't know. I do not appreciate this.
You get a burger via me.
No.
Via Dustin Cuck.
No transfer. I didn't make a bet with Dustin Cuck. I made a bet with you.
Well, no, but I made bets with both of you, and I won one and lost one. Ergo, I reroute a burger
to
you.
There's no rerouting burgers.
You've never specified that. That was not part of the contract.
This is dirty play. Jax, agree with me on this. This is dirty play.
Yeah.
How's it dirty play?
I mean, you made the bet with Dustin.
Yeah, and I won that one.
Dustin only made the bet.
And I would lose this one.
He only made the bet so that either he'd win a burger or he could take you out to eat a burger.
Uh-huh. And I now sidestep that.
No, that was the funny part of this is that I didn't want
I now sidestep that by sending that burger to you.
I wouldn't agree to a burger bet with Dustin
Cuck. It's a good burger. You know he's going to get you a good burger. That's a guy that knows burgers.
I don't have time to go out to eat a burger with him.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I have two children under 3 years old.
And you can
I barely
you can push
have time
off
to
on
show
your in-laws.
Up to this job. What are we talking about?
You can
about?
Push him off on the in-laws.
That's not
your
how that
father-in-law
works.
Loves you. Like, if
yes,
he heard you got a free burger via Dustin Cuck, he would love that.
Shout out to him, by the way. Today is his very last day of work ever.
No way.
Today is it.
How long's Pop's
last
been
day,
at it?
At 42 years.
Oh.
42 years at MetroHealth. He has delivered, I think they tried to count how many babies he's delivered. It's something like 7,000 or something
it's
insane.
It's like Wilt Chamberlain. We just never know how many women there were.
It's an insane number of babies that he's delivered over 42 years. Today's the very last day.
Now,
but his newfound retirement time will not be spent doing any more than he's got to do in that department.
Does he know?
Because he's already doing some heavy lifting.
Does he remember the first baby he delivered?
No, not that I know of.
Now, did he,
I didn't ask him about
did
it,
Did he deliver his own children?
No,
that'd be
not
a weird
at all.
One.
That would
that'd
be a weird one.
That'd
yeah.
be really un-
Yeah, the same way he obviously did not deliver his grandchildren either.
That'd be weirder.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
you don't do that.
So what's going to happen is Dustin Cuck's going to give you a burger.
It's no rerouting of a burger.
There's nowhere in Burger Bet dogma that says you can't do that.
I'm telling you right now you can't do that.
But you're not God.
Jeez. Well, now I hope I lose the burger bet just so we don't have this awkward exchange of me just losing respect for you as you try to reroute a burger like it's a UPS package.
I think the awkward exchange is going to be you and Dustin going get a burger.
I'm not getting a burger with them. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not getting a burger with them.
I'm just going to
reroute a burger from Jackson. We can have a good time.
I'm not
rerouting a burger with Dustin.
Basically, I'm going to have an email draft up. I'm going to CC both of you on it. And then I'm going to say, guys, Dustin, your burger goes to JP.
So this would be different.
Wilson out.
If I had not already paid off a burger bet with you, I might take this a little bit different.
In
what way?
You gave me a gift card.
I gave you a digital gift card for a burger. What's wrong with that?
You've already skirted the rules of burger bets.
Cash out of my pocket to go ahead and send you a digital card.
Did you personally hand me a burger and say, there you go, slugger?
I gave you the cash equivalent.
Nope, you didn't. No. Did you personally hand me a hot, warm, fresh burger to my hands?
I don't want to personally hand fresh burger. Whatever you just described right there, I don't want that.
Because you don't.
That sounds gross. I don't want the transport of a burger.
Well,
I don't need that.
There'd be a wrapper over it.
I don't need the transport.
You wrap it before you hand it over.
No, a digital card's great. You go on your own time. You go whenever you want to. We don't have to swerve this as much as you want.
It's not working.
I tell you what, if I lose.
The chicken bleep way of doing a burger.
If I lose on Sunday, I'm doing the same thing I did last time.
That's fine.
I might even lower the amount. Who knows?
You could buy me 75% of a burger.
I'm going to find whatever the lowest costing burger on that menu is, and you might get that.
You're going to give me the salmonella burger?
After this convo. Why don't you just reroute my digital gift back to myself, or have you already used it?
I've already used it. It had to be used, and I kept emailing me, like, you haven't opened this,
They were very persistent about those emails.
Honestly, it was very annoying.
It really was.
Very annoying,
And then they kept emailing me, and I had to then ask you, which is also a big inconvenience. If we didn't see each other all the time, I can't imagine gifting somebody a gift card for a burger and then being like, hey, did you open that yet,
You know what
please?
I should have done? I should have just not opened it. I should have just kept not opening it so it would keep asking you so I get annoyed as much as you get annoyed.
Then you'd have a gift card to give back to me.
So I hope that if I lose, that you really enjoy wherever Dustin takes you, a nice little cantina somewhere with good burgers. Maybe we'll take you across the way over here. You want a YT burger?
My rooting interest is in Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh absolutely destroying each other. And so that is in direct conflict to this burger bet.
I do. So I think you bring up a great point here. Because on one hand, Tomlin finally getting fired in Pittsburgh could be the thing that dislodges them. They've gotten lucky. They've hired back-to-back really good head coaches. If they end up hiring a bad coach instead, it could really go south for Pittsburgh for a long time, and we like
that. Plus, when they hire this coach, and I just call him Marcus Freeman or whatever, right? Like, when they hire this coach, they then have to tear everything back down because they're going to get themselves rid of all these bloated defensive contracts that they have. Aaron Rodgers will not be coming back, so they'll have to start fresh with the quarterback. Like, it's going to be 2 or 3 years before they're any semblance of what you think the Steelers are.
Which, those people, those Yenzers, they deserve it. They really do. They deserve a 10-year stretch like we've gotten since 1999, they deserve that bad of football after how much they've complained about 10 wins and not winning the playoffs. I digress. Or Baltimore loses.
Yeah.
And you do have Harbaugh versus Lamar.
I know.
But that only pays out if that ends with Harbaugh or Lamar not there. Whereas I feel it's more likely if Pittsburgh loses, Tomlin's done.
I've heard more than one media member say that they think this is Lamar Jackson's last game in a Ravens uniform.
They say that when at the end of that season. Remember when Lamar cleaned out his locker room during the playoff game?
People have
game?
Been wrong before, okay? Yeah. And so, like, obviously there's a chance that they reunite and everything is awesome. That Mike Preston article in the Baltimore Sun was so damning on so many different levels. And there was a thought that a lot of people explored that Lamar would be so mad about that article because it obviously came from the Ravens and all that info seemed to be leaking directly from the Ravens that he'd be so mad about it that he wouldn't even have gone through and played this week. Now he practiced today. It's all in good, like it's trending in that direction. I don't know if you're going to go full conspiracy on it. There's a lot of people that wonder whether or not he even had a serious back injury on Saturday night and the season was in the balance.
So here's the problem. If the Ravens lose, I don't see them getting rid of Lamar. It's a $79 million dead cap hit.
I don't see them doing it either.
So does that mean, so if you don't.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get rid of Harbaugh.
But it's on the table if they choose Harbaugh. It's on the table.
Struggle with them doing
it's
that.
It's not a 0% chance. And again, Lamar he's openly talked about how he wants to play for the Dolphins. Loves the Dolphins, all these other type of things. Like, I mean, you know there's a bunch of teams out there that would be champing, whatever you want to say, at the bit to go ahead and get his services. Like, it's a world that exists that you can get rid of either Lamar or Harbaugh. And one of them being gone is a great thing.
Well, here's another wrinkle to this. If Tomlin got fired, or mutual parting of whatever dumb way they want to say it, with Pittsburgh, I think there's a 0% chance he'd become the Browns' next head coach. It's apparent he doesn't like how we do business because he's gone out of his way to say it multiple times. Harbaugh, he's a
in a very Jim Mora way.
Youngstown or Toledo? I think Toledo. So he's from the general region. I know the Harbaughs had some love for the Browns growing up. I kind of could see John Harbaugh being here. So that is another element to this. If John Harbaugh gets fired, I don't know it's a huge chance, but I think there's a chance that Haslam would go, I'll pay $20 million a year, come here, be my head coach, right?
Could totally see it.
I don't see it happening with Tomlin. I think that's another wrinkle to this.
Either way, we're in the catbird seat. Like, this is almost a win-win situation. And if the worst thing out of all of this is that it just continues to spotlight that there needs to be changes, maybe we don't get the payoff this year, but we'll get it in the next year or two.
Can you imagine if the Ravens and Dolphins made a Tua for Lamar trade? Even if there were a boatload of first-round picks going to Baltimore, can you imagine Tua playing a quarter of his season in Pittsburgh and Cleveland? Even Cincinnati's cold weather enough.
He'd be screwed. It'd
be funny. It'd be very funny.
I think Tua's a career backup after this year, but he'd be 100% screwed. I don't know. It'd be very fascinating to see what could happen with Lamar. Like, there is a spot where you wonder if Baltimore, they have two playoff wins since the 2020 started. The theme of the NFL world right now is that Lamar can't get past either Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they just might look at this and just say it's not worth all the trouble that comes with this. He is constantly injured. He is constantly a nuisance. He's so talented and he's so good at his job, but there is a breaking point for a lot of people, and I just wonder if Baltimore's close to that.
I've got another theory on why some Browns fans might want Harbaugh, or sorry, the Ravens to lose, which could dislodge Harbaugh than Tomlin. Mm-hmm. But 216-474-0092. What if the who are you rooting for to fail on Sunday, Baltimore or Pittsburgh, depending on the fallout of that? Who wanted to take Shedeur Sanders in the draft,
yeah,
and then
the
were told not to?
Yeah,
that tells me that John Harbaugh was on board with drafting Shedeur Sanders, which means John would, I think, be okay coming here with all the whatever and being a part of Shedeur maybe in 2026.
I like that point.
Don't hate that.
That's another feather in the cap of Harbaugh.
Now, the question is, who would you then go with the OC? Would you just say, John, you come here, we'll pay you $20 a year, and you got Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees? He's not always been great at hiring the staff.
Yeah.
He's run through multiple. Now, that's a Baltimore thing, too.
Munkin, Martindale, all these guys.
Munkin's good.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy that finally unlocked the true MVP version of Lamar.
They still ended up in a spot against the Patriots in a must-win game where they went 12 minutes not using Derrick Henry. Like, they still make some bird brain decisions at times, though.
That's fair, but Munkin's better than, oh my God, who else do they have? Greg Roman?
Yeah.
Greg Roman, who looks pretty good when he actually is a drop back passing quarterback, helps with the other hobo there. But no, I would consider that as part of a
plus.
Oh, no,
that's a win. I think it's a massive win for the Browns for sure. I'm rooting for the chaos of this all, and I'm rooting for more Lamar Jackson leaks that speak of the dysfunction on both sides. And could you imagine being in the Baltimore front office? How do you fix this?
By the way, I think I'm going to ride the fence on this one. There's no outcome in that game, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, where one of those teams loses that's bad for us.
No, we win. Yeah. Again, we're in the catbird seat. This is a win-win
for us. Just like me
in
the burger bed.
You just get to sit back, relax, and enjoy the cruise.
Yeah.
This is not like the burger bet.
You buy me a burger, or Dustin buys you a burger.
You legitimately lose the burger bet, and then you have to go into your wallet, and you have to pay off those debts.
See, Radu saying it. For a lot of people on social media, he always thought burger bets had to have burger presented in person. Yep, that's how the burger game, the respectable burger game, has been played in history.
Well, hold on now.
It's how Francesa and Mad Dog did it 20 years ago, and that's how they got to number one.
If you're accusing me of not playing an ethical burger bet game, I think you're...
That's not me. That's Radu saying.
No, but I think your sidestepping of the burger bet in its entirety is the most unethical display of burger bet that I can think of.
Well, yeah, because now the gloves are off. Because you went unethical. I'm a gentleman. I fight like a gentleman until you act ungentlemanly, and then I'm a savage hick from Medina County.
Here's the problem with this, is that there's no way I'm going out to dinner with Dustin Cox. That's not happening.
No, lunch.
Yeah,
just good lunch.
Any of it. It's not happening.
Pop into a little cantina.
So I'm going to just have to be...
Record a podcast with him?
I would just have to tell him, like, I guess you just don't have to pay me that. And then I'm now on a... Here's where I'm the sucker, is that now because of you circumventing the rules, I'm in a lose-lose.
How are you in a lose-lose?
Because I'm never going to be able to have that sweet burger off the burger bet if you're just going to just reroute it,
if you just would give in to the proper burger flow.
And then if the Steelers win, then I straight up just lose the bet, and so then there's another just loss.
I know.
It's
pretty awesome for me, though.
What other burger bets do you have?
I have Fanta. I already defeated
Coach.
Oh,
I'll take that one. Let me take the Fanta bet. I'll take that one.
No.
Let's do that.
I actually had a deal with John.
You want to reroute the burger bet from Fanta to me? One sounds pretty good.
Yeah, one's already non-transferable.
We can go golfing. You can take me out to a nice burger place. Like, that sounds like a fun time.
John actually made sure to say ahead of...
You know he's not cheap about it all.
Yeah, but he already said that one's non-transferable. Back when we forged the bet 3 months ago. So the Dustin one's the only one that is transferable. I'm sorry. I'm a stickler to details.
I don't like this one bit.
That's how it goes.
I will think less of you.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I knew you could live with that, but I needed to make that clear.
Yeah.
If this is how this goes.
Like, how much are we talking? How much respected?
A considerable amount.
That's fine.
Whatever amount you think Ross Tucker adds to our number one ratings,
yeah, 3%.
And the monster, massive share that we got.
Yeah, 3%.
That's how much I'll think little of you.
I think he's 3% of our ratings.
Then I will think 3% less of you.
Oh, that's fine. That's not a lot.
It's not that much. No, it's not. I mean, again, I'm not going to ruin my day one way or another, but yeah. I will. And then I'm going to have to.
And not just that. I'm going to bring it up every time I can.
On top of it, too, then Dustin Cuck understands I won't. I mean, you couldn't pay me enough money to hang out with him. That's not happening.
I'd love to, Dustin, but I'm just trying to float the burger.
It's not happening.
Well, no, I mean, I would love to.
I got to be really selective with the people I go and spend time with. That's not happening.
He really doesn't, Dustin. He's just being disrespectful. I would never be that disrespectful.
I'm constantly that disrespectful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.